What's doing, everybody? Welcome to episode 744 of First Class Fatherhood. I'm happy and honored, as always, to be here with you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I got a fun guest to bring you guys today. Trey Brunson joins me on the podcast today. Trey Brunson was a contestant on The Ultimatum, Marry or Move On, which is a dating reality show. It's hosted by Nick Lachey and his wife, Vanessa. I always find these shows very wild. It's a social experiment to see how many couples are going to get married when they're facing an ultimatum. They get 8 weeks to decide. They either split up or they choose new partners from the group. Trey ultimately got the engagement. He was successful. It was him pressing in his episode. His fiance, a little reluctant. They made it happen. Now, if you have a wife that's anything like mine, she loves these reality TV shows. She eats them up with a spoon. She is the target audience for the reality TV shows. So I'm sure there's a few of you listeners out there that are either into it yourself or have a spouse who is. I find it kind of wild how so many people are interested in this. And I guess The Ultimatum, a lot of you dads may have been faced with an ultimatum. You may have been dating 3, 4, 5, or if you're like my brother, 8 years and haven't gotten engaged yet. And you kind of had that ultimatum, time to, you know, piss or get off the pot. And so you have to make a decision. This, they do it. Reality TV in front of a lot of people. Very crazy. Got to be wild to be a part of it. I'm going to talk to Trey Brunson about this entire experience and what it was like for him and how it, you know, what his family thought about it and the whole bit. So Trey Brunson is going to be here with me in just a few minutes. So please stick around for the interview. And as I said, my wife is nuts for these reality TV shows, and I have had a number of dads on the podcast as a result of her suggestions on who to reach out for. I've had many bachelor, bachelorette contestants on the show, including Sean Lowe, Jason Mesnick, Ryan Sutter, and many others. So go through the archives if you're interested in listening to the dads that have been on these dating reality shows and just reality TV shows in general. My friend Matt Roloff has been on several times. I had John Gosselin from John and Kate Plus 8, Zach Bates, so many others, Trent Johnston. So go through the archives and check them all out. All right, if you guys want to watch the video version of this podcast today, it's going to be up on my YouTube channel, so follow First Class Fatherhood over on YouTube. And don't forget, the hockey playoffs are right around the corner. You've got the basketball playoffs starting soon. Baseball is underway. If you want to take your family to a ball game this spring, or a concert, or a play, buy your tickets on SeatGeek.com or use the SeatGeek app. Plug in the promo code FIRSTCLASS. That's one word, FIRSTCLASS, and you will save $20 on your tickets. All right, so let's do this now. As always, please help me spread the word about today's podcast. Every father in your neighborhood or in your contact list, let them know about the show to see us celebrating fatherhood and family life. You guys know it. Every day is Father's Day right here on the podcast. Here comes my interview straight up with Trey Brunson on First Class Fatherhood.
First Class Fatherhood. That is where Alec Lace comes in with his popular podcast.
And one of the most interesting was on a podcast.
Alec Lace interviews high-profile fathers from actors to NFL players with a vision to change the narrative of fatherhood and family life.
All right, joining me now, First Class Father, Trey Brunson. Welcome to First Class Fatherhood.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Let's start it like this. How many kids you have? How old?
So I have one little girl. She is 12 weeks today.
Yeah. Congratulations on the little girl there. I want to get into that in just a second here, but just for the people who don't know, take a second to hit them with a little bit about your background and what you do.
All right. So my name's Trey Brunson. I'm a reliability engineer. I work in Georgetown, South Carolina. I'm from a small town in South Carolina called Sumter. Went to University of South Carolina, recently did a TV show, which, you know, you might have seen me on The Ultimatum season 2. And, you know, beautiful fiance, beautiful little girl. And, you know, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, things are going good for you right now at the moment. And you just said you have a brand new baby girl. So far, how has the experience of becoming a father changed your perspective on life?
And it's changed everything, man. Not gonna lie. Like, I mean, I feel like I move with a lot more purpose now. Like when I go to work, everything means something, you know, and then just coming home and seeing her face, it's changed everything about how I look at life.
Yeah. And I know you mentioned there, obviously, The Ultimatum, you know, going into that show, what was your thoughts like going into that show? Obviously, I don't think going into that show, you thought you'd be where you are right now with a baby girl at home here. But what was your thought? How did that all come about? Walk me through like the approach of doing the show and then your experience being on it. And then afterwards, take me through that.
All right. So first off, I never thought in a million years I would be on a TV show, period, much less a reality show. I did see season 1 of Ultimatum, and I told Ryan when I first seen it, I would never get on a show like that. So how it happened was, It was actually through her. So I guess they reached out to Raya, or she reached out to them. I don't know how that interaction went. And she bought it to me. And then at first I was like, no, I'm not, I can't do it. Nope, not doing that at all. And then I took it to work and I just brought it up in conversation. And then everybody was like, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. And I was like, I would never be able to get the days off to be able to go. And then, talking more to Raya about it. And, the purpose of the show is kind of, it was kind of aligned with what we were going through in our relationship. So I was like, you know what? I thought of thinking about it, and ultimately we decided to do it and just go for it. And one thing led to another, and we were on it.
What did your family think about the show itself? Like, I'm sure, like, I guess it's like the rest of these reality shows where you film it and then you got to kind of keep things under wraps as far as to what happens. But what was your family's thought? Like, well, how did they react when they actually finally saw the finished product? They saw the show.
Oh man, so it's funny. So whenever I first brought it to my parents, matter of fact, I bought it to my parents, my brother and my sister, and they all thought I was crazy. Yeah, they all thought I was crazy. So, whenever I brought it to them, they were like, why would you want to get on a show like that? You don't know how you're gonna be viewed. It's gonna like they had all type of thoughts about it. But, I was like, I feel like it'd help us, But yeah, nah, they were not for it.
Well, I do know. I mean, listen, I'm married now 19 years. We have 4 kids. And one of the things, too, is a lot of the young people struggle with this in our country as far as should we get married? It seems like there's been such a negative, however you want to say it, a negative view of marriage, of family. And so many people are kind of being afraid to get into that. And they try to pursue all these other things. Like, I bring on all these guys that have accomplished so many things in life. But really, at the end of the day, the only thing that really has bringing them fulfillment has been through becoming a father. And so, it really is the main goal of life is to find a woman or find a man, settle down, start a family, leave a legacy. And that's really what the goal here is. So, what apprehensions about marriage, or what was the thing really kind of holding you guys maybe from jumping into becoming married and starting a family?
So here's the thing. So I grew up around marriage. My parents were married for 30 plus years. All of my friends, their parents were married. So to me, it was just, it was just what you do, but with Raya, she grew up a little bit different than I did. So she didn't grow up seeing healthy marriages around her. So it was kind of different, kind of a culture shock thing for her being around my family a whole lot. And her views of marriage was different. She didn't feel like at first she didn't really feel like marriage was, as important as I thought it was. But through conversations, we were kind of going back and forth between that. I knew I wanted to be with her. She knew she wanted to be with me. But the question was, do you ever want to get married? And then timelines on that, So that's it was just like I guess the apprehension with us was just, just how we were raised was just way different in our outlook of marriage.
What has it been so far for you now to watch Ryan now become a mom and take on that role of motherhood?
Look, she is the best mom ever. I can't say anything negative. Like she's been doing everything. Like she, it's a different side of Raya that I saw it in her. I knew she would be a good mom, just how she moves and like just whenever we're together and stuff like that. But just seeing her interact with our little one, like it's amazing.
What's been the challenge? I know I remember back to when I first became a father myself, and I remember like coming out of the hospital. My wife had a C-section. We were there 4 days, and then they just hand you the baby, and they're like, "Okay, take care now, guys." And you kind of look at each other like, "Wow, like we're really doing this here. We're bringing this baby home." So, what was it kind of like for you? Like, what was some of the challenges? What was that like changing the first diaper? Like the whole bit. What was that all like for you?
So it was the same, man. Like being in the hospital, we were in there, we had family coming in, visiting and helping out. And then one day the nurse comes in and says, "Oh, y'all are getting discharged today." And we kind of looked at each other like, "Today's the day." Or it's just gonna be us. So it was, for me, it was a lot of learning going on. So Raya, I don't know, like why I said she was amazing because she kind of everything just felt looked so natural. So I'm observing her, like, dang, like how is she so good at this so fast? And me, I'm like trying to figure things out, like changing the diaper. She's like telling me what to do. I'm like, all right, I got it now. But at first, it was rough, so I had to learn a whole lot.
What has the support system been like for you guys? You have family that's involved, that's helping you guys out, giving you a break once in a while with the sleep or whatever. What's that kind of like family situation look like for you guys?
So the family part is that's the difficult part because her family's so spread out that you know they come whenever they can. My family, they're about an hour and a half away from us, so they come whenever they can. But for the most part, it's been me and her figuring it out, toughing it out, and you know, just learning along the way.
And that's what, like, for myself, like my parents both passed away before I met my wife. My wife's parents were divorced. They're estranged from her. They're not involved in her life. So we didn't have that blessing or that curse of the in-laws, where a lot of people struggle with that, because then it becomes your mom wants to do this, my dad says this. We didn't have that, you know, that again, like I said, we didn't have that kind of curse, but we also didn't have that blessing of having grandparents involved in the kids' lives. So that could also work both ways and sometimes gets in the way of the relationship.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What would you consider to be the top values you want to instill in your daughter growing up?
Oh, man. Top values I want to instill in my daughter. First, I want her to be humble. You know, I want her to be family oriented. I grew up family oriented, and I know how important family is. So now I want to show her the proper way she's supposed to be loved. And this is hard. It's hard. Yeah, like that's a difficult question, because like it's like I think about it, but then seeing her, it's like, you know, I feel a lot of pressure because I want her to be better than me. You know, I want her to be like, I want to give her the things that I was never able to have growing up, you know, and I want her to have like this fairy tale life where everything's perfect, which I know that's not true, but I mean, I don't know. Like, that's a difficult question because I just want everything to be perfect.
And I know you guys got a while before you'll have to start disciplining her, but what type of like a discipline style did you kind of grow up with? Did your wife grow up? Did your fiance grow up with like a different type of a discipline style? Have you guys had any kind of conversations on, are you going to be timeout parents, spankers? Like what kind of discipline style did you grow up with your parents?
Well, one thing I have realized is in a short time, Raya's going to be the soft parent. If she starts crying, she's going to, oh, you know, everything. So, but me, I'm probably be the disciplinarian where, I mean, for me, like grounding and stuff like that, like, you know, that's kind of what I see. But there will be a line drawn in the sand, like you can't, there's certain things you know, we will and won't tolerate. But how that's going to go, I'm kind of just playing it by ear, because I can say whatever I want right now. But she looks at me, bats her eyes at me and say, daddy, one time I might just fold. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, we had three boys first and then got our girl on the fourth try. And so she kind of runs the show over here now. She's our youngest. She's 9 years old. And it's a totally different experience for me as far as discipline goes with my daughter than it is with my three boys. It just comes more natural to discipline the boys. And my wife kind of shoulders that load, thank God, with my I'm still a work in progress myself on trying to be a sterner, more stricter disciplinarian with my daughter.
And I'm thinking as she grows up, that will swap. I feel like I'll be more of like, just she kind of gets her way, and then Raya is going to be more of the disciplinarian as she gets older. Yeah.
Now you guys have the date set for next year for the wedding?
We don't have a date set yet, but we have started the planning process. But we don't have a date set yet.
Now, do you guys have a plan on how you're going to include your daughter in the ceremony here? Is she going to be a part of that? Have you guys figured that out?
Yeah. We've kind of talked about it a little bit, but honestly, not much. She's 12 weeks right now, so I think she's gonna be one by then. So she will be walking. Yeah, that's a good idea. We're gonna have to include her in it. Yeah,
make her a part of the show. She's gonna end up being the star of the show here.
Oh yeah, she definitely is. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
and what has so far, like, have you guys discussed, like, as far as how it's been working, like for myself, my wife and I, we had this conversation, like, where my wife ended up staying home to raise our kids for the first, now she's back after 13 years, then she went back, she works for the church that our kids go to that school, but I ended up, you know, picking up, I'm a railroad mechanic, it's what I do, been doing that 24 years, so I ended up picking up extra shifts, I became the super in our apartment building, started driving a taxi, like, I started picking up more of that side, my wife stayed home. Did you guys have that kind of conversation of, is your fiance going to stay home, you're going to stay home, have you guys kind of worked that out?
Yeah, so right now, she is staying at home, so you know, I had 2 weeks off for paternity leave. And then I had to go back to work. And So right now, our current plan is for her not to work for, I'd say, 6 months to a year, and then kind of just check back in and see where we are. If she wants to go back to work, she can. If not, it's up to her. But we're both kind of in the ballpark. I'm not really wanting to do daycare. So we're still working through that and how we're going to handle that.
We were on board with that same process, and it's a challenge too, because obviously financial situations come into it, and you're like, you're trying to do the best thing for the child, and you're trying to do the best thing for yourselves, so that can get difficult as well. But are you guys planning on having more kids? Is that in the pipeline here, or is it one and done for you guys?
No, right now, we got a few years. We got a few years, and then we're gonna go back and talk about it. But right now, we're kind of going back and forth whether you want to have more kids or not.
Yeah, very cool. What kind of, like, do you guys have any plans? I know one of the other things, remembering back for myself, is taking the baby out into the public for the first time, or traveling with the baby. All these firsts that happen, that you're very on edge. You're very different the way that you go about it. So, you guys, have you traveled yet with your daughter? I know she's only 12 weeks. Do you guys have any plans on doing anything, maybe this summer, or taking her anywhere? You guys got any plans like that?
So this summer, we have a few trips set up this summer, but so far we've only been we haven't went anywhere far at all yet. Like, we just went to the store a few times, out to eat and stuff like that. But right now it's been everybody coming to visit us. Everybody's coming here. Yeah, so now we have not traveled yet.
Yeah, I remember all these things kind of feel like little wins, like little, like you when you like accomplishments, when you bring her out, just even if it's to the store and back by yourself, you're kind of like, oh man, like, that was a pretty big accomplishment. Just doing those little tasks that you used to just kind of like, okay, I'll see you later, babe, and I'm out the door, and you just go do your thing. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, not at all. Not like that anymore at all. And that's been an adjustment. That has been an adjustment.
Yeah, and do you? I know, obviously, this is way down the line there, but you guys, you see, you think that the ultimatum is something that you'll ever get a chance. You'll sit down and watch it with your daughter and let her get it. I mean, this is an, and I, most people don't have that type of experience where they have something like this. I mean, we have home videos and stuff, but you guys have a whole production that actually captures, this moment for you guys. Is that something you think you'll share with her down the line?
At some point in time, yeah. I think we will do that. And just sit down with her, and I'm sure she'll have questions and stuff like that. Yeah. I think that'd be good. I will say this though, since it's come out, me and Raya have not sat down and looked at it again.
I would imagine it's got to be pretty awkward.
It's awkward seeing us ourselves on TV. You know what I mean? And just watching ourselves and whatnot. Like, it's pretty cool because we get to see, not many people get to look at themselves and critique themselves the way we got to, or the way we get to. So I like the experience, but it is difficult. Like, some parts of it is difficult to sit through.
I'll be honest with you, Trey. Like, I still don't get the attraction to the reality. My wife eats it up with a spoon. She watches The Ultimatum. I've had a lot of the Bachelors on the show here, just because she watches it all the time. She'll be like, "Oh, you got to get this guy on, or you got to get that." She is the target audience for reality shows, and I still haven't been able to figure it out. But have you? Do you normally watch like the reality shows and stuff like that, or is she more the one that watches that stuff?
No, she lives and loves that stuff. Me, like, if I'm in the room, I'll look at it, but for the most part, it's her looking at the reality shows. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's like, for me, that's so far removed from my, what I look at. That's all her.
Now, do you have any kind of like traditions? I know it'll be all the first holidays really coming up for you guys here. Do you have any kind of traditions that you're looking to instill in the family and all that?
Yep. So, like, for instance, Thanksgiving and Christmas, like, my whole family gets together. We have like a big, and for Thanksgiving, we all rent a house at the beach, a huge house. I have an enormous family, so a lot of my family will come down and, just incorporating our daughter into that. Everybody's ready to meet her that hasn't met her yet, and everybody's like, especially on the holidays, people flying in, everybody's just ready. And then on Christmas, we kind of do the same thing where my whole family gets together, at my parents' house. And it's like a big old event. So just incorporating her in that so she can meet her cousins and stuff like that. Like, I'm ready for that.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible. Now, I don't, I'm not sure about your faith. Is faith a part of your life growing up? Is faith something that you're going to instill in your daughter growing up?
Definitely, definitely. My mom, like, growing up, went to church on a regular basis. Raya's mom is actually a reverend. So definitely.
Very cool. And any other, like, anything else coming up? Reunions with the Ultimatum? Are you guys doing any other reality show plans, anything like that? Or what else? What's coming up next for you in the future here?
Honestly, I don't have any reality shows planned. I mean, you know, I think we're open to it, you know, if opportunity comes up again. But right now, we don't have it in our immediate plan. Like, our immediate plan right now is the baby in the wedding. Yeah, like that. That's our
as it should be. All right. Yeah. Last thing I want to hit you with here, Trey. I'd love to ask all the dads that I get on the podcast, what type of advice do you have for that brand new dad that's out there, or for that about to be father who's out there listening?
Some advice. I would say, embrace the change. You know, before you have a baby, you can leave when you want, do what you want. Whenever you make that transition to fatherhood, you got to be willing to make that sacrifice to put your family first. It's no longer about you. It's about your family at that point.
Yeah, well said. I love the message. It's been a lot of fun for me. Trey Brunson, you're a first class father all the way. Thank you so much for giving me a few minutes of your time today on First Class Fatherhood.
Thanks for having me.
Alec Lace has interviewed more than 700 dads on his award-winning podcast, First Class Fatherhood. Dads from all walks of life, including Tom Brady, Deion Sanders, Matthew McConaughey, Steve Harvey, Tony Hawk, Eric Trump, and so many more. Find out why First Class Fatherhood has been number one on the iTunes charts. Who these men are as fathers and how they raise their children is far more important than anything they accomplish in their careers. Alec Lace encourages his high-profile guests to share their fatherhood journeys and offer advice to new and soon-to-be dads. Let every father in your contact list know about First Class Fatherhood. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Every day is Father's Day on First Class Fatherhood.